You're listening to NewsRamp Finance. Today is Monday morning, February 2nd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details end as 88.6 CESM. They find a fix AI voice. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE, American, OOSC, reports record fourth quarter and full year 2025 earnings. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, announced record fourth quarter and full year 2025 earnings, with net earnings of $4.85 million for Q4, and $16.64 million for the full year. The company saw total assets reach $1.11 billion, gross loans grow 17.83% to $958.79 million, and net interest margin improved to 4.39%. Capital ratios remained strong, positioning OFC for continued growth in 2026. Investor news breaks: GID Capital 9 Corp. closes $253 million IPO with full overall allotment exercise. GID Capital 9 Corp. has closed its $253 million IPO, including the full overall allotment exercise. The company offered 25.3 million units at $10 per unit, with gross proceeds of $253 million. Trading began on January 27, 2026, on the NASDAQ Global Market under the ticker GIXXU. Led by CEO and Chairman Dr. Avi Katz, GID Capital 9 aims to identify a business combination in aerospace, defense, and technology sectors.
Fitzroy Minerals graduates to OTCQX. I know. Fitzroy Minerals, Inc. announces its common shares have graduated to trade on the OTCQX Best Market in the U.S., upgrading from the OTCQB Venture Market. Chairman Campbell Smythe expresses excitement for increased visibility and liquidity for U.S. investors. The company's shares now trade under the symbol FTZFF on OTCQX, with financial disclosure available on www.otcmarkets.com. Fitzroy Minerals focuses on mineral exploration in the Americas with projects in Chile, Argentina, and Canada.
Gold pulls back as news of Trump's Fed chair nominee boosts dollar. Gold prices retreated as reports of a potential Trump nominee for the Federal Reserve chairmanship boosted the dollar. Kevin Warsh is expected to replace Jerome Powell, causing a pullback in gold prices. Entities like Platinum Group Metals Limited will be monitoring global developments closely for potential impacts on the industry.
Why investor testimonies matter. Fair Markets Alliance emphasizes the role of firsthand accounts in market transparency. Fair Markets Alliance emphasizes the importance of investor testimonies in shedding light on market transparency. These firsthand accounts offer crucial context that data alone cannot provide, illustrating the real-world impact of practices like unfair short selling. By sharing their experiences, individuals help identify patterns, support education, and inform reform discussions. Fair Markets Alliance values these testimonies, offering a $50 gift card for completed submissions to recognize participants' contributions.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsrant.com to read all of today's news.